I got no problems with that.
I'll call a meeting to order. Approval of the minutes for February 8th. Motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Additions, deletions, corrections, omissions, anything? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Very good. Thank you. We have four resolutions. Resolution number 91, approving execution of contract to excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Family Woodstock Department of Probation. Move it.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion.
Second.
Discussion. Okay.
First, I want to apologize Ben, for not being here last month. I did not know about
the meeting,
but I think we've got a system in place now that won't happen again. So, this is a contract. This is actually the third year that we've contracted with Family of Woodstock to operate the 180 program. It's a diversion program it had been targeted for low and medium risk youth, and we're hoping to expand it this year to include higher risk youth as well. It's a restorative justice program where the youth involved meet with the juvenile community accountability board, present what they've done wrong. It's targeted to juvenile delinquents, what they've done wrong. The board meets, they set up a plan for how that juvenile can give back to the community, and it can be community service, it could be writing letters of apology, and then they meet again to review the progress. So that's basically the program in a nutshell.
All right, Hector.
How many kids are you serving, or participating rather, I guess?
Last year.
Approximate, it's okay, I won't kill you on it.
Maybe 15, 20.
Okay. And what are you looking for going forward? I mean, is it going to be expanding by large amount, small amount?
Probably a small amount. We're trying to target higher risk, like I said, youth now. Mm-hmm. So maybe like half again.
Okay. So what kind of, just out of curiosity, Matt, it's an alternative to juvenile detention. So what kind of stuff are we kind of talking about here?
We're hoping to not even just divert from the typical detention, but even from the full court process.
Mm-hmm.
We get them before they, the original goal was to get them even pre-probation so that they mm-hmm. wouldn't even, but we had difficulty getting the police agencies to really identify people and get the referrals. So they're so used to making automatic referrals to probation. So we did put probation in terms of a major referral. Certainly nothing that's no crime involving violence.
Yeah,
no,
but just like
sex non-violent
offenses.
Yeah.
It's more of the larcenies, kids fighting, head of larceny, shoplifting. Maybe minor criminal mischief.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, very good. Thank you.
I stalled for you long enough for you to get here.
Resolution 95 authorizes the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for participation in Crimes Against Revenue Program. It's the district attorney's office. Move it. Second for discussion.
Oh.
Second?
Second.
Okay.
No.
All right. It is.
I just love its name, though. It's Crimes Against Revenue.
Okay.
What crimes against money have happened?
Yes. Yeah. You're so precise.
Just saying. Good.
Jessica Schutzman. Good evening.
Pleasure.
Hi. I'm the CARP fully designated ADA, and I get to not only manage the grant program, report all that tracking internal aspects, but also prosecute the majority of cases. All go through me, pretty much. So, we thought if you had any questions, I know initially there were some questions when this began.
It's what, two or three years old?
Yeah, since January 1, 2011. And I jumped on board June of 2013. It was transferred to me.
And how's it working out?
Well, it makes a difference. I could tell you, I've changed the reporting procedures. I inherited the program initially. So I've changed how we go about tracking the figures. However, since including 2014, and this includes civil recovery as well as criminal recovery, because in addition to the prosecutions, and I don't know what people may or may not know about the types of cases, but crimes against revenue. Oh, you do. You're
No. I'm actually saying yes. Please go down, because that's my next question.
Okay, great. It's
what kind of stuff we talking about?
It's actually a bit restrictive, because it's crimes against state agencies such as Department of Social Services, Department of Labor, tax, all those types of crime, where it's returned to the state coffers essentially. So they're willing to fund local counties with an exchange that we are focused on returning monies to them, essentially. So we do that through our local Ulster County DSS.
So this is strictly pertains to government, then? It's not like
correct.
There's nothing involved in that is involved in the private sector for fraud, like in corporate or banking or things of that nature. It's just strictly for government agencies that they check and investigate.
Right, but what happens is when you're dealing with the tax cases is that you have embezzlement cases where you then look for the tax evasion side of it as well. So in that instance, I would have charges of grand larceny and then also tax evasion. Right. And depending upon the age of the stealing, obviously, it has to the obligation to file has to be triggered. So, for example, if I have a 2013 stealing of $150,000, then I would look to see what happened with the tax filings in 2014 for the calendar year 2013. Right. So it would have to be an investigation that I'm doing in 2015, and then I can tag on the tax evasion side of it. So, but you're was an excellent question because you drove right to it, so thank you.
Yeah.
A perfect example, one of the questions was some of the successes. I know this year the Walk Hill Fire District case where we had, everyone's familiar with. That was a team effort, State Comptroller's Office, actually, public corruption. And we tacked on the tax evasion side of it. So in addition to fully repaying the money stolen, and in this, in the 2015 calendar year, for that case, for example, of the $239,000, technically we received $139,000 up front, $15,000 in tax penalties up front in 2015, and 2016 at sentencing the balance of the $100,000. When the bail was exonerated. So that's an example of a case where we were able to get an excellent result with the state comptroller team. And also we tacked in Department of Tax and Finance.
And I only have one more question. Is this funding increased from last year?
No. Well, they've changed the structure, because that's once you get accustomed to something, they change it. So now that I've managed to become a bit more efficient, because there are tremendous reporting obligations with this grant, so I just want to say that So what they've done is they last year we had two grants that we obtained from DCJS. One of them was the one that was connected to funding my salary, but there was an additional forensic accounting services grant of $100,000. Unfortunately, we were first able to start using them 6 months after they were granted to us. I was able to get an extension through to the end of the calendar year 2015. So I really just was getting going with that $100,000 grant. We ended up using $26,000 of that. So when I applied for the 2016 calendar year, I actually was looking to expand. So what's in front of you was not the original budget that I was requesting, because as you can imagine, these are heavy document paper cases. So also insurance fraud is another one with Department of Financial Services. So for example, I could have cases, 7 boxes, which I do actually, and that's one case. So. But they changed their structure. So what they had us do was they had us submit And as I understood it for the next, and they've changed it again, so I can only report to you my last point of contact with these people. So in essence, I had to apply for the following 2 to 3 years, come up with a budget for them. And I actually wanted more personnel to make it realistic in terms of administrative assistant and investigator. But they restricted what they granted to the salary side of it, which is the $99,500 component, and then the forensic accounting side of it, which was the balance of $52,000 and change. Now, I only used $26,000 in calendar year of 2015. The unfortunate thing is that you can get one case where you end up using the bulk of that money. So I could understand why they restricted it and they didn't come back with the $100,000, because what they do is, the way they're structured, they penalize you for not using all the monies. Mm-hmm. So it's an odd, I don't know how familiar you are with the grant processes.
Why in the prison we used to buy stuff we didn't need, because otherwise they'd be coming away from you anyway.
Which is crazy. I mean, on so many levels, I'll move this.
We got to move. We're in discussion. Any other questions?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Are there investigators that can be assigned? Because you said insurance fraud. So if we have an employee that says, geez, I hurt my back and I can't work, and we know they're out working, is that something that you would jump
into? Yeah, absolutely.
With an investigator or...
Well, I have someone that I work with that is not a CARP investigator,
right,
per
so
se,
nobody
but
already on the books with the DA's office.
I work closely with Paul Watzka, who's excellent.
Yeah.
We talk to each other, and then also we have a DSS, someone at DSS, George Wood.
Yeah.
But so that would be a case where probably Paul and I would look at. But I just wanted to say one thing. Calendar year 2015, and it depends on the type of case, just for you to know, the total that I've tracked, which includes monies up front, court-ordered, civil agreements, recoupment, because DSS saves is able to recapture the monies as well, even if people are not paying them.
Right.
They take it from what they're going to pay out. So it's over $500,000 in 2015 alone. So I should have started with that. Sometimes when you're so detailed, you kind of go into too much detail. But let me start with that.
Okay.
So, or end it with that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Resolution 114, authorized. Chairman of the State Legislature. Okay. Second.
Second.
Okay. These are the burn panels for the Walk Hill or for the Walker Valley burn. Thing. We allocated $10,000 for fiscal year 15 and then again 16, so it's just part of the budget. So this is just more burn panels they would buy. So.
I would like one of the burn panels to be permanently on display in New Paltz.
You could do that, but then that's like $750, and then they'd only get like 15 burn panels instead of 16.
Thank you.
On that note, Mr. Chair, let's take the vote.
Move it.
Yeah,
okay,
there.
Second. All in favor? Okay. Opposed? Good. Firefighters.
Really? Are we having a pink town?
Throughout the county. Thank you for that.
Of course.
147. Authorized chairman of this county legislature agreement.
I thought it was ready.
New York State Division of Homeland Security Emergency Services. This is emergency communications, emergency management. Move it.
Moved it.
Second. Okay. Discussion. I'm going to let Michael from the... Michael Gaffney from the 911 Center. Just explain what this money is used for.
Yep, this is a grant that we've gotten the last few years, and it goes towards some equipment and some personnel salaries. But,
it's just all state money.
Yep.
So. Questions?
He said the magic words. No, no.
Free. Sort of.
Well, it's not free.
Free,
not
sort of. Free.
It's from a different pocket, but
yeah.
Right.
It's not the pocket that we deal with right now.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Very good. Thank you, Michael. Okay. Who stole my... Oh, here it is. Sheriff, we have the report from... I was going to call the sheriff because somebody was stealing my stuff here. We have Paul's write-up. I also saw a little ad that there's... concerns about the in Dutchess County about them allocating the money for the jail.
Got it.
I don't have a concern with it.
I was like, yeah, maybe we should go to that meeting and tell them, no jail, no jail.
Yeah. It's already on our list of things to discuss at our next staff meeting, whether if that actually happens, you know, what kind of deal we want to make with Dutchess.
Okay.
You know, right. So we get the majority, if not all, whatever it makes. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good thought process. Okay.
If it makes you feel any better, Mr. Chair, about 3 years ago, I already told them not to build a new jail, but they're doing it anyway.
Oh, okay.
FYI.
And Paul also sent us a copy of the pre-audit with the Sheriff's Department and some of the files that were reviewed. And
when you're a year out of your reaccreditation process, they come down a year ahead of time to look it over, so if they see any issues, they give you a heads up on what you need to do, and that letter is where we stand right now. We're in good shape.
Yeah, well done.
Yep. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Sheriff, I realize that how this is set up for the telephone revenue and the boarding revenue, it's just sort of divided up equally by month. I mean, if you don't mind just sharing, I mean, are these variances real variances or is this traditionally, like, do you normally have drop-offs, you know, in... you know, by like $8,000 or $9,000, you know, from like month to month, or
yeah, it could happen. I think we're
traditionally, because
not worried yet.
Yeah,
if this gets to be July and August, and right now, total between phone and warden, we're $25,000 down. If it gets to be July and August, and we're 125 down,
No, I'm just saying, you know, with different departments, there's always ebbs and flows, and that's not going to be reflected with the way this is set up.
An estimate, our best guess at the time. We've taken in a lot of females. They took a lot of females back. Now we're willing to take their worst case scenarios. So, you know, now we got Sullivan County in our jail now. So we're doing everything we can to get it out there.
Okay.
The head count statewide is down, so every jail. They send out emails every day saying, hey, if you got any inmates, send them our way.
As I have said it multiple times, I know you were not sheriff when that jail was proposed nor built. So.
But I got the best office.
Yes, you did. However, we won't focus on that. But
also, I want to congratulate you. Over $20,000 for Alzheimer's with the ice plunge.
Good.
So, congratulations. Yeah. Good job. Good work. And you know, it's nice. You know, you're not just a sheriff, but you're a guy that's community-minded and you take care of business. So,
and we use that, you know, our dive team, our dive van, everybody's down there, but we use that as a training day. So there's no, everybody's already on the clock as a regular training.
Good. So nice. Good.
Good.
Any old business? New business? Monkey business?
No. Whoa. I'll move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
No, all business.